From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Humboldt County District Attorney's Office seeks the public's help with the apprehension of two subjects with outstanding warrants. If you have information regarding their whereabouts, contact your local law enforcement agency immediately. 54-year-old Sandra Marie Meyer has an outstanding warrant for vehicular manslaughter. Meantime, 23-year-old Caitlin Alexis Tavares facing multiple warrants for theft, possession of controlled substances, and possession of stolen property. You can see pictures of the pair on the county website, humboldtgov.org. Bail set at $250,000 for a woman accused of shooting her husband. Crescent City Police asked to respond to a domestic argument over the weekend. The woman had called 911 from the 100 block of West 4th Street, reporting that her husband attacked her and punched her in the face, according to the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office call log. Then the connection was broken. A short time later, an officer speaking over the scanner from the scene reported male subject laying in a pool of blood. Later he stated that the man was shot in the legs a couple of times. Child Protective Services called in to take away two 7-year-old boys who were at the scene at the time of the shooting. 46-year-old Antasha Dion Henderson arrested on charges of attempted murder, assault with a firearm, and inflicting corporal injury on a spouse. Police say one person died in a crash that happened when a vehicle left Highway 36 east of the Shasta-Trinity County line. A large SUV was found far off the roadway. CHP saying in a traffic incident information page that a person was found dead in the SUV, and there was a mention of a weapon being found as well. The investigation continues into what happened and if there is a crime involved in the incident. The federal government looking to allow fishermen to catch more skates, which are caught on both coasts for use as food and bait and are found in Humboldt Bay. Skates are bottom-dwelling fish that are often sold in fish markets as skate wing. Most species lie half-buried in the bottom sediment during the day and move about at night to feed. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is proposing to increase the annual catch limit for skates by about 8% to nearly 70 million pounds. NOAA is accepting public comments about that proposal until August 6th. Starting tomorrow and running through the end of the month, July 31st, Humboldt County Services District will be in the area of Lilac Lane. They're performing new service hookup work there. Work will be in the road and sidewalk areas. Also be cautious of work crews and vehicles in the area as a result of that project. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.